All right, there's our cue, girls. The little dude should just be getting out of his maths lecture right now. Oops, spotted him. Oh, look at him walking down with his head all timid. I think he's nervous we found out about his little stunt. Wouldn't be surprised. All right, let's roll. Hey there, sissy. Going somewhere? Hey, you're not getting away from me. Just try to. I dare you. You know how it's ended every other time you have. Oh, what do I want? What do I want, he asks. Just a chat is all. And I think you know what I want to talk to you about, don't you? Oh, save it. You can beg for mercy later in a place where I can enjoy it. Come with me. Let's go somewhere a little bit more private. Come on. All right. Here we are. Back at the building. And you're pinned up against the wall. Nobody's gonna come save you. And no way in hell are you getting away. Now, are you gonna cooperate? Or do I need my girls here to come give me some assistance? Good. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. One of my girls got called in by campus security for vandalism yesterday. And she said she saw you walk in, just as she was walking out. Tell me, did you snitch on me, eh? No. Somehow I don't believe you. It seems exactly like you to go crying and begging to someone else for help, instead of sucking it up and dealing with it like a man. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, is that right? So now you're saying it's all made up? Are you calling my girls liars, huh? First you snitch on me, then you deny it, and now you are dissing my gang. Ballsy move, especially for you, sissy. I fucking knew you'd make this difficult, just like you always do. That's why I made sure to bring you somewhere nice and secluded. So I can give you the punishment you've had coming to you for a long fucking time. Come here, little shit. Yeah, I'm grabbing your ear. Get over it. Oh, please believe me. I didn't do anything. Shut the fuck up. Oh, look at you trembling. Oh, your eyes are getting all watery too. What a cute thing you are. Even more so when you cry. I fucking love it when you're scared. Just a petite, long-haired, girly-looking elf boy. Oh, such a shame that I have to ruin this pretty face of yours now. These are the things I have to do to keep you in line. Just remember, this is all you're full. If you don't want this to happen again, you're gonna fucking obey me. Got it? Good. Now, one of you girls give me a hand and help me tie him up. Get the rope from... Hey! Hey, get back here, you... Wait. Hold it, girls. This one's mine. He thinks he can get away from me, eh? Oh, he has no idea what I'm gonna do to him when I catch him. Oh, there he is. I knew those skinny little chicken legs couldn't get him far. Hey, sissy! Oh, come on! Don't run! I promise your punishment will get a whole lot worse if you do. Oh, shit! A hole in the fence. He's getting through. Hey, get back here! What the hell? Oh my god. This is too funny. Bit of a tight fit, eh? Is that hole a little smaller than you thought? Oh, poor thing. And you were so close to getting away as well. Oh, you're gonna cry again. And look at those little legs kicking, still thinking they can escape. You're so pathetic. It's adorable. And you don't know how much fucking pain you're in for making me chase after you around the whole fucking school. Now... get your fucking ass out of there. There we go. Now, let's get you someplace where nobody can hear your annoying sobbing. Please, please, I'm scared. I'm scared. Never gets old. Shut the fuck up. Let's go. So, here we are. Stay there. I've got your only exit blocked. And now it's sealed. Oh, yeah. I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of this. All you had to do was submit to me. Give me your lunch money when I asked. Clean my room. Do my assignments like you're told. But no. You just had to step out of line, didn't you? I should have known you'd squeal like a little bitch. But part of it's my fault too. I realise now that I wasn't hard enough with you. I went too easy. You might be a little crybaby, but you're stubborn as hell. What you need is to be broken. I should have made sure that you're scared shitless enough to never cross me again. But it's okay. It's okay. Because I've got you now. Fucking cornered. No escape. Nobody to come help you. Oh, when I'm done with you, you'll be the most perfect angel of a boy. Everything an Amazoness dom like me could ever ask for. But in order for that to happen, I've got to put you through hell first. Ready or not, here I come. Whoa, hey. Are you okay? You're breathing super quick. Are you having a panic attack? Oh shit. Wait. Hey, calm down. Just calm down. Hey, don't flinch. I'm just trying to comfort you. Please. I'm sorry, at least let me come near you. That's it. Here, let me stroke your pretty hair. It's okay, baby. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. Honestly, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Hush now. It's okay. Here, rest your head on my chest. Good boy. Good boy. I'm so sorry I scared you like that. I wasn't really going to hurt you bad. But I know you're a sensitive boy. You get worked up easily, especially around me. Look, I took it too far this time. Maybe I've been taking it too far on you for too long. Truth is, baby, God, this is so hard to say. It's like I've built up these walls of lies and bluffs and delusions around myself that I don't even know who I am anymore. But you deserve to know the truth about why I've been so mean to you. You know, I've always had trouble showing my emotions. I've always felt that when I open up to people, I'm inviting them to use me and step on me and manipulate me. So I close myself off. But still, when I started having feelings for you, they were too strong to ignore. I knew I couldn't just go up to you and tell you that I liked you and then ask you out on a date or something, because I was so scared of what you'd think of me. And what others would think of me. Would you and everyone else be disgusted that a big, strong Amazon like me fell for a soft, girly elf boy like you? I just couldn't take the risk. So I started treating you badly because it made me feel better. It was the only way that I could spend time with you and make you think about me without showing my true feelings. It felt good. Oh, but at the same time, it hurt so much, knowing that my poor beloved was suffering because of me. It broke my heart. I just kept going, hoping that one day you'd realise that I was really in love with you. Someday, somehow. But I realise now that was such a stupid fucking idea. God. And now look what I've done. I kept going until you couldn't take it anymore. Please. Look, just know the truth. The truth that, well, I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you for so long, I can hardly imagine life without you. You're my everything. Baby, I'm so sorry. I know I don't deserve forgiveness, but please, please at least let me know that you understand. That you understand that none of this is your fault. That you deserved none of it. That there has always been someone who cared about you more than you can ever know. Even if she didn't have the courage to say it. You are loved. I love you so, so much. Yes, really? Did you think I would just make something like that up, silly? I've wanted to do that for so long. Oh, your face. Oh, it's so red. Was that your first kiss ever? I thought so. Oh, what a cutie you are. Well, now that I know that, I'll use my tongue this time. Just to see your reaction. Oh, I love those adorable sounds you make. You sound like a cute little girl when you moan. Do you know that? Oh, yeah. Is it just because my kisses are so irresistibly euphoric that you just can't help but cry out in pleasure? Think you could get any redder, but there you go. Oh, your cute pointy little ears must be on fire. They're even twitching a little. Is that what elves do when they're horny? How about I give them a little nibble, eh? Would you like that? Oh, yeah. Good boy. Stay still. Goodbye. Goodbye. Keep on making those cute little whimpers for me. I love them. You know, if you keep on making these feminine noises, I might have to call you good girl instead. Oh, I'm just teasing. Really, though, your petite little body and your pretty face makes you the most precious boy in this whole school. Oh my, is that a little bump I feel pressing into my belly? You naughty boy. I wonder what would happen if I gave it a little touch. Oh, it twitched. How absolutely adorable. Oh, I think I want to see this up close and personal. What? You want me to stop? What? You're still a bit scared. Oh, sweetheart, it's okay. I swear on my life, I won't hurt you anymore. You can trust me. Please, let me love you and care for you and make you feel amazing like I've always wanted to but never could. It's my only wish. Please. Oh, thank you, baby. I love you. And don't worry, I'll be gentle with your little cock. Amazon don't have to be rough and rash all the time, you know? Oh, I know I said I wanted to see it, but... playing with your cock through your pants is kind of fun. Ah, oh, feeling it throb while I rub it and stroke it. Maybe even. Kiss it a few times. You like that? My hot breath through your pants. I can tell. You look like you're about to burst in your boxers already. That's okay, baby. It's normal for virgin boys to get excited quickly. Just know that if you come now, it won't be your last time today. Oh, it's pulsing. Oh, I feel that warmth spilling out under there. Oh, what a big load. Oh, don't apologize, baby. Didn't I tell you it was fine to come early? Yeah, let's get these pants off of you so I can see. Hey, baby, what are you doing? You're embarrassed about showing me your cock. Oh, God, you're adorable. Oh, come on. Oh, can't you just give me a little peek? Pretty please. Oh, look at it. It's still twitching a little and it's still hard. Hey. So there's this thing I've always wanted to try, but it's a little weird. Will you suck on my tits? You will. My, that was a fast response. I guess I didn't need to hesitate, did I? Come here. Put those soft lips around my nipple. Oh, don't be shy. I want this so bad. Oh, gods. Oh, gods, that feels even better than I imagined. Oh, so much better than pinching them. Oh, yes, that's it. Swirl your tongue around just like that. This is where good boys like you deserve to be. Oh, yes, sitting in the lap of a gentle, caring, dominant woman, being held in a big, strong arms while sucking her tits. Oh, yes. Not crying and panicking and being chased around the campus. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please let me make it up to you with this. Hey, I want to try something else too. There's a lot I've always wanted to do with you. If you couldn't tell already. Okay. So sit up a little bit and get your cute little stiffy level with my huge tits. Okay? Oh, yes. Yes. There you go. Good boy. Good boy. Now, why don't you try and slide that hard cock between my big soft tits? I promise it will feel so good. Now they're all nice and lubed up too. Don't they look even better all shiny like this? Like two big bubbles. Oh, come on now. Don't be shy. I can see you throbbing. I just know you're absolutely aching down there. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Now start moving your hips back and forth a little. Go as slow or fast as you want, whichever feels better. Oh, does that feel good, huh? Nice and squishy for you. Oh, gods. Oh, I just want to eat you up when you try to talk in that shaky, squeaky voice while you moan. And look at your little tip peeking out of the top of my tits with every thrust. Oh, you're making me melt with how cute you are. Oh, and there's already pre-cum leaking out too. Oh, it's oozing out onto my tits. Oh, what a waste. No. Let me lap it with my tongue instead. That way I get to lick your tip every time you thrust. Oh, I feel you twitching in there. You're moaning louder too. Oh, and shaking so much. Are you getting close, baby? Oh, yes. I thought so. Go ahead. You can come on my face. I want to feel your hot, sticky load on my skin. Yes. I want to feel your cock pulse between my tits as it squirts itself empty. Yes. God, I want your cum so much. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Come for me. Give me that pretty elf body load. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, shit. way more than I was expecting. Oh, you fucking coated me. No, cutie, it's not bad. It's great, actually. I don't mind cleaning all this up. Yummy. Oh, yummy. I should have known a sweet boy like you would have such sweet cum. What? What's that? You've got a question for me. Okay. What is it? Oh, come on. Don't be shy. Your head is down and your shoulders are swaying. Just ask me. Does this make us boyfriend and girlfriend now? Oh, God, you're so cute. It's going to kill me. Well, it depends. Do you want me to be your girlfriend? You know what that would mean, don't you? Being an Amazon's lover, especially as a little elf boy like you are. Oh, I should have known you'd say yes no matter what. Such a sweetheart. Do I want you to be my boyfriend? Baby, were you not listening when I told you I've had a crush on you for the longest time but just wasn't brave enough to say it? Of course I want you to be my boyfriend. Hell, I want you to be my husband. I've wanted to spend the rest of my life with you ever since the moment I laid eyes on you. You're everything I could ever ask for in a boy. You're perfect. You're my dream. Well, now that we're officially together, would you let me be your first? You will. Oh, I'm so happy. But the truth is, this is my first time too, which is a little bit embarrassing to say, to be honest, since I act so tough and all, and especially as an Amazon. Maybe I'm just insecure. It's not fair how all Amazon are expected to be strong and brutish. I just want to be caring. I want to make you feel loved and appreciated. I want to hold you and kiss you and let you know everything will be all right as long as you're with me. Well, you're right. I guess at least some part of my Amazon's instincts must still be in me. Hey, can you lay down on your back? Something's telling me to grab your ankles while your legs are on my shoulders. There you go. Now, put those pretty legs up. Oh, gods. You look so adorable lying down there. A perfect picture of elven beauty. Mm. you know, I think this is called the Amazon. It's the position all Amazon are supposed to mate in. It's designed to keep the male submissive and unable to resist. Is it too much for you? We can try another position if you want. I know you don't like the feeling of being restrained. Really? You want to do this one? Oh really? Well, good. I actually really like this. The feeling of seeing you all meek and submissive below me. Having you completely under my control. It's like my Amazon instincts are screaming at me to breed with you. Is that what you want, baby? Do you want to breed with me in this position? Do you want me to hold you captive and fuck you silly until you pump my Amazon womb full of your sweet elf boy sperm? Yeah. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Good. Because it's what you deserve. A powerless little elf boy like you needs a big, strong woman like me. Something a boring elf girl couldn't give you. Oh, this gorgeous, effeminate body of yours should belong to an Amazon. One who can protect you and care for you. One you can make a family with. That's why I'm going to breed you now. And claim you and your precious elf seed for myself. Okay, baby. Good boy. Now shush. You just stay still and let me take care of everything. Oh, just lie there. Lie there and take it. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, I've waited for this feeling for so long. Ah, and it's even better than in my dreams. Oh, your stiff little cock feels so good inside me. Like it was meant to be there. Oh. Is my strong Amazon pussy nice and tight around you? Is it rubbing you in all the right places? Yes, that's a good point. You're taking it so well. Yes. Let me hold your legs open and pin you down and fuck you like a good little breeding toy. Oh, God, you look so cute down there. Oh, your eyelashes fluttering, your cute mouth hanging open in pure pleasure. I just want to eat you up. Oh, my God, you're driving me wild. Yes. Hearing those adorable girly moans of yours. Oh, it's making me want to go even faster. Fuck you even rougher. Would you like that, baby? You want me to pound you faster? You want your Amazon mummy to breed you rough? Yeah? Good slut. Here it goes. Oh, better hope that I don't break that cute little elf boy body in half. Fuck so fast. Oh, you're pushing so deep in me now. Oh, every thrust feels so good. That's so fucking good. Oh my, oh God, oh fuck. Come here. I can't help it anymore. I want to devour you. What am I doing? Relax, baby. I'm just giving your neck a few kisses and licks. I'll only leave a few marks, just enough so that all the other girls know that you're my baby. Can't have anyone else trying to take you from me. No. Because I love you. Oh, God, I love you so much. I love you more than words could ever say. Oh, I'm head over heels for you, baby. Oh yeah, you're gonna come for me now. Oh, it was me telling you how much I love you too much for you to take. Oh, that's okay, baby. Come on, inside me. Give me your elf seed in my Amazon womb. Oh, be a good boy and breed me, please. I want it so bad, baby. Oh, come for me. Oh, yes. You might have really got me pregnant. I hope so. And if not, well, there'll be plenty more opportunities from now on, right, baby? Yeah. Now that we're a real couple, we can do this all the time. Whenever you want me, I'm all yours. Gods, I can't wait. I know you're tired. Come here. Let me stroke that pretty hair. That's right, baby. Your head in my chest. There you go. Shh, just relax. You're safe in my arms. Just like this. I'm so glad you forgave me. I couldn't ask for a better lover. You're perfect for me. I love you, my little elf prince. Mm-hmm.